ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शिन्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतम्। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 17। द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज महाराज पृथु बिकम्स एंग्री एट अर्थ। Text number 9. Maitreya uvacha. Maitreya uvacha. Yadha bhikshita prutur anga vipray. यदा वीक्षित पृतुरंग विप्रये आमंत्रितो जनतायश्च पालाः आमंत्रितो जनतायश्च पालाः प्रजा निरन्नेक्षित पृष्ट एथ्य प्रजा निरन्नेक्षिति पृष्ट एथ्य शुक्षमा देहपतिम् अभ्यावोचन् शुक्षमा देहापतिम् अभ्यवोचन् मैत्रेय उवाच यदा वीक्षता पृथुरंग विप्रये आमंत्रितो जनतायश्च पालाः प्रजानिरन्नेक्षिति पृष्ट एत्य शुक्षामदेहपतिं अभ्यवोचन् मैत्रेय उवाच यथा वीक्षिता पृथुरंग विप्रये आमंत्रितो जनतायश्च पालाः प्रजा निरन्नेक्षिति पृष्ट एथ्य शुक्षामदेहापतिमभ्यवाच मैत्रेय उवाच यदा वीक्षित प्रतुरंग विप्रये आमंत्रितो जनतायश्च पाला प्रजानिरन्नेक्षिति पृष्ट एत्य शुक्षामदेहा पतिम् अभ्यवोचन् Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya Vacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Yada, when Abhikshita was enthroned, Prithu, King Prithu, Anga, my dear Vidura, we pray by the Brahmana, Amantrita was declared Janataya of the people. Cha, also Palaha, the protector, Prajaha, the citizens, Niranne, being without food grains, Chit Prishte, the surface of the globe, Etya, coming near, Shut, by hunger, Shama, skinny, Deha, their bodies, Patim, the protector, Abhyavochan, they said. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, at that time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and the Brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizen. There was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation. Translation responsively, please. The great sage Maitreya continued. My dear Vidura, at that time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and the Brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens. There was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of the real situation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the Brahmanas. According to the Varnashrama system, the Brahmanas are considered to be the heads of the society and therefore to be situated in the topmost social position. The Varnashrama Dharma, the institution of the four Varnas and four Ashramas, is very scientifically designed. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashrama Dharma is not a man-made institution but is God-made. In this narration, it is clearly indicated that the Brahmanas used to control the royal power. When an evil king like Vena ruled, the Brahmanas would kill him through their brahminical powers and would select a proper ruler by testing his qualifications. In other words, the Brahmanas, the intelligent men or great sages, would control the monarchical powers. Here we have an indication of how the Brahmanas elected King Prithu to the throne as the protector of the citizens. That citizens being skinny due to hunger approached the king and informed him that necessary action should be taken. The structure of the Varnashrama Dharma was so nice that the Brahmanas would guide the head of state. The head of state would then give protection to the citizens. The Kshatriyas would take charge of the protecting the people in general, and under the protection of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains and distribute them. Sudras, the working class, would help the higher three classes by manual labor. This is the perfect social system. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, at that time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and the brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens. There was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation. So here we are discussing about how Prithu Maharaj, last chapter was the glorification, what Prithu Maharaj is going to do. So in this chapter we are going to discuss whatever the professional reciters, whatever they said, is all going to become true. It's not that okay, the professional reciters were bluffing or just giving some false information, because they knew that this is the great personality is going to, this is the, if you notice, whenever there is a great personality born, like when Parikshit Maharaj was born, at that time also Maharaj Yudhishthir, he asked all the great sages, all the rishis, like how will this be person born, how will be the person's character, whether he will be a good protector of all the citizens. Like this is their concern was that only. Always the king's concern was always how this person is going to protect the citizens. This is like one of the characteristics of the Kshatriya. Kshatriya has to be protecting the citizens. So here we find Srila Prabhupada explains, information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the brahmanas. So it is like today is a very typical day, it's election day. This is the best day to talk about the selection actually. First of all, we have to see the person who are going to select, what knowledge do they have. Also the persons who are, anyway, this is a public one, I should not speak much about, because both parties are coming here actually. I saw that person, he's saying, how is the temple kitchen going? No, like he's, when I go for election, that person was standing there, how is kitchen going? So what can we say? Like at least he is remembering Krishna, remembering Krishna's kitchen. So all glories to them. So we have to be a little bit, yeah. So this is a good time to talk about that. How this electing business or selecting business, selecting business was done by the brahmanas actually. Because before selecting also you should know what to select actually. Because we have to see the qualification first, and whether what is this person is going to do, whether this person is going to work for the welfare of the society or he is going to work for their own welfare. Most of the time, at least politicians work for their own welfare. Okay, some people, again, there are exceptions are there, that some people who have dedicated their life in serving the humanity, serving the people, that's fine also. We have people also. But most of the time now, when they come to power, to just enhance their situation, enhance their position, that is what they have come to power. Yeah, that's true. That's also there. So now, here we find a little bit different thing here. Information is given here concerning the selection of the king by the brahmanas. According to the Varnashrama system, the brahmanas are considered to be the head of the society. Even though the head of the state is there, like the prime minister or a king or the raja, whatever may be, the things might have changed, president, prime minister, you can call anything. But at the end of the day, they are just a head of the state. But they are controlled by the intelligentsia, intelligence class of people. That is the way it should be. Because what will happen is, they have to perform duties, their duties of, a Kshatriya has to perform his duty, and he has to be guided actually. Every time, everywhere there is a guidance there. Even though, so Brahmanas are there, doesn't mean that Brahmanas need no guidance. Brahmanas are also guided. Brahmanas are guided by the Guru, and Guru is guided by Krishna. So there is always checks and balances are there in the Vedic system. It is not just like Brahmanas are independent. No, Brahmanas are also not independent. Brahmanas are controlled by, yes, even Brahmanas can give instruction to Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras. Then Brahmanas, they take instruction from the great personalities like Narada Muni, the Sanat Kumara, like all Sanat Kumaras are going to come. So like this, they take instruction, and they all take instruction ultimately from Krishna. So that is why this system of Varnashrama Dharma is very, very important actually. So Lord Krishna is like Srila Prabhupada says, it is not man-made. Sometimes people blame, okay, this so-called caste system. This is a so-called caste system, especially followed in India, and they say, oh, your God only created all these problems. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra. Lord created, yes, Lord created this thing not by birth, by qualities and activities. So in Bhagavad Gita, that's why Srila Prabhupada refers here, the Varnashrama Dharma, the institution of four Varnasana Ashramas is very scientifically designed. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashrama Dharma is not a man-made institution, but is God-made. So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. What sloka? You remember? Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma. You know that sloka? Guna karma vibhagasa tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. Lord Krishna says the Chaturvarnya is created by him. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. This is Varna Ashrama. Varna is there and Ashrama is there. Varnas are, this whatever that Varna. This is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Ashramas are Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanyas. This is, this Chatur Varna is created by Lord Krishna for a specific purpose. And that sloka very say, Guna Karma Vibhagasa. It's not talking about Janma. This is the problem. This is the main problem comes from here only. Because when Lord Krishna says, Guna and Karma, the Chaturvarna I have created, but most of the people, they consider by Janma it is happening. That is all the confusion. So I am like a son of a Brahmana, I am automatically a Brahmana. Most of the people think, yes, if you are a son of a Brahmana, there is a good chance, a good probability that you may become a Brahmana. There is a good probability that not automatically you become a Brahmana. Like Srila Prabhupada many times explained, you are a lawyer. Yes, you have a very good probability that your son also become a lawyer. Very good probability, very good possibility. But doesn't mean that automatically my father was a lawyer, so I am also a lawyer. My father was a doctor, I am also a doctor. Doesn't work like that. Correct? In the material world, you can't go to a person, oh, your father was a doctor, so you should treat me. Nobody goes like that. Unless otherwise the person goes through the education, goes through that whatever the qualification required and all these things. Then only he becomes a qualified doctor. Same way lawyer, same way anything, any same way engineer. But when it comes to Brahmana, then you know, no, not like that. How it is? See, the logic means it should follow the same pattern. Like, doctor has to become doctor, engineer has to become engineer, or lawyer has to become lawyer. How Brahmana doesn't automatically become Brahmana? No, it doesn't work like that. So that is why the confusion comes. So because again the problem is they want to protect their situation, protect their position, protect their property, protect their estate. All these things they come up with this. But that is not right. So here Srila Prabhupada says, this, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashrama Dharma is not a man-made institution, but is God-made. It is, in this narration, it is clearly indicated that the Brahmanas used to control the royal power. They used to control the royal power. And they knew, because in the case of King Vena, they thought, okay, this, King Vena is like a, even though King Vena was not the most appropriate choice, but there was no options. So King Vena was given an opportunity. So Brahmanas were also very merciful. Not that, okay, immediately they write off this person. Oh, this fellow, gone case. No. They gave an option. Okay, let us see how this fellow is going. So they gave an option, but Anga turned to be a completely opposite this thing. And so then the Brahmanas tried to instruct them also. So this is a Brahmanas position is very, very difficult position actually. Because it's like you have to put somebody and then that person goes, then they feel we are responsible. Because now the citizens are suffering because of these atrocities committed by King Vena. So now they have to take some action. So then immediately they didn't take action. Sama, Dana, Beda, Danda. Like in the political thing, immediately you don't go and take action straight away. You have to just give some good advice, give some little bit of threatening, some this thing. And finally nothing works, then take the danda in the hand only. So then they just immediately, by mantra, they killed that person. Okay, now Prithu Maharaj is coming. So Prithu Maharaj is like, also Prithu Maharaj is, as we know, he's not an ordinary person. He's like a Sakti Avesh Avatar. It's not a, so we can expect a much greater welfare work for the citizens. So here, Srila Prabhupada says here, when an evil king like Vena ruled, the Brahmanas would kill him through their Brahminical powers and should select a proper ruler by testing his qualification. So we have seen that in the history also, when we in our Indian history, there is a Chandragupta. If you go back to the Chandragupta Maurya, so they also, like, there was some kind of like Chanakya Pandit, he was a Brahmana. So Chanakya Pandit, his duty was like he was like a kingmaker. He was not a person who was to become a king. He was not interested in becoming a king. Brahmana is never interested in the power. Power corrupts. Because that's Brahmana knows that power corrupts actually. Because if you come to power, then that's why Chandragupta Maurya said, now I am going to give some salary for you. Then Chandragupta said, you keep your salary with you only. I don't want salary. Because if I get your salary, then my advice to you is useless. Why? Because if I give salary to you, then my situation, I will be obligated to you. Then I have to see to my protection. Okay, so that I have to give instruction, I have to give something to protect and safeguard myself. This is the situation. Srila Prabhupada many times mentioned about Sukracharya. Sukracharya, when he gave some instructions to Bali Maharaj, he never kept the absolute truth in picture. When Lord Vamanadeva appeared and asked for 3 pieces of land, then he told, he knew that he is not an ordinary person. His Lord Vishnu has come, and then he said, no, the person who has come is not an ordinary small dwarf. He is a Supreme Lord Vishnu. He has come to cheat you. He has come to take away everything from you. So this is what he said. But that's not a correct instruction. Bali Maharaj understood the other way. Bali Maharaj thought, yeah, if Lord Vishnu has come in front of me, then what is there to hesitate? He's, after all, Prahlad Maharaj's grandson. What can you expect from him actually? He can't be controlled like that. So he gave like that. So this is the Brahmana plays a very very significant role in selecting. Because it is, in the end of the day, the king is called Naradeva. Naradeva means he is a representative of God in the human form. He is a representative of God. So this is the whole idea of a king or the head of the state. Because the position is given to him by the God so that he can administer the citizens, so that everybody is engaged properly. Properly, not only properly in the sense, everybody gets up and goes to work. No, not that type of properly. That is also there. And properly in their God consciousness, in devotional consciousness. That is also king's duty. It's not the king's duty is to just make sure everything is hale and healthy. Hale and healthy is one thing, but more importantly, how the hale and healthy from a spiritual point of view. That is why, if you see the kings, how much time and energy they have spent, especially you go to the big temples, in Vrindavan so many temples are there, and come to South India, Srirangam temple, such a big temple, you can't even imagine building something similar to that nowadays. Very difficult, very, very difficult. And then kings had so much of vision and so much of the faith in the Lord that one day all other things will go away, these things will stay. That's when if you see the structure of those buildings also, very, very heavy, very, very, because they knew that these are all the places which are going to protect the citizens, the years and decades and so many thousands of years it will go to protect the citizens. And this is like a kind of a mental hospital. Most of the people, they are ready to, if you go for ask for some opening a hospital, opening of the school, people are ready to give donation. But when you are asking for temple, people are refusing. Because they don't understand, this is this, all the hospital, educational institution, they are also important. We are not saying not important, but they are just only concerning to the needs of the body. But our situation is different. We are not this body. We are spirit soul. And we have to look into the needs of the spirit soul. That is why the temples are there, where there is a worship of the Lord and there is a distribution of prasadam and distribution of knowledge. All these things are there. So that is why when each and every temple, the king will give so much of this thing, so much of land, so much of the agricultural land, all this produce from this will go for the worship of the Lord.
So many temples. But unfortunately, what has happened is now these people, Nastik people, they come to the power. They don't know. They think, you know, like, oh, it's all my property. And they try to encroach upon this, encroach upon that. And they take this. But they don't know. What is happening is, now, if you take Lord's property, then you have to take, especially when you encroach upon Lord's property, you have to take birth as a worm in the stool and suffer. Not only you, all your generations, they also suffer. They don't know because they have no knowledge. They think, like, oh, nobody saw. I just immediately put in my pocket. The hundial money is meant for the Lord. And if I just know, like, oh, nobody saw, that means I put in my pocket. That doesn't work, actually. Nobody saw means what? Nobody saw. Krishna is situated as a Paramatma, and all Krishna's agents are there. Everybody is there. All the devatas are there. Everybody is witnessing. Whatever we are doing, everything is being witnessed, actually. Upadrashta, Anumantascha, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. He is watching everything. When people are not aware, then they think, you know, like, I can do anything, I can get away. This is the mentality has crept in. Why? Because they are not supported by the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are not there. The Brahmanas are there, then they give advice. Then Kshatriyas can follow, and then Kshatriya can instruct Vaishyas, then Vaishyas and the Sudras, they can work together. That's why Srila Prabhupada wrote in a piece of paper, I think if he got an appointment, I don't know whether the appointment happened or not, he got an appointment to meet Srimati Indira Gandhi at that time. No? Like, so Srila Prabhupada said, all the members of parliament, these few points Prabhupada wrote down, no? Like, all the members of parliament should be chanting 16 rounds daily. Very, very heavy, heavy, heavy ask, actually, because all the members of parliament should be chanting 16 rounds. Now, that is the way it should be. How, otherwise, how it is possible? Because they are just enacting rule. Maybe it's not, okay, now by the mercy of Lord, there are few good things are happening, like in the country also, like people are become, but it's not like we want some pure devotees sitting there, not like a pure devotee should be sitting in that throne, like Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, all these Dhruva Maharaj and also Parikshit Maharaj, all these great, great personalities. We just want to look at their life only, how they were so much powerful and also so much powerful and they were so much dedicated also. This is the greatest thing. Yudhishthira Maharaj, they had so much power, everything in that disposition. But what he is doing? He is doing Pada Puja to Lord Krishna. He knew that. He knew that. My position is very big, but doesn't mean that in front of the Lord, I am a servant. In front of the Lord, I am a servant. That position has to be there. So this is, if that position is there, then it is very secure. Okay, all this, Bhishma Dev made this thing. This is Krishna, he is a supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Lord. He made the proper. This is like a, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And this is like so many things are there. So this is the system has to be like that. The Varnashrama Dharma is Lord Krishna made in such a way we can make gradual development. It's not like one day immediately just you turn into Brahmana. No, it doesn't work like that. You develop the Brahminical qualities and then slowly and steadily. So it is not like only Brahmana can come from only one section of the country. No? Brahmana can from anywhere actually. As long as they display the Brahminical qualification, they display the Brahminical quality. That's why in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, Lord Krishna states what are the qualities of the Brahmanas actually. This is like a... I'll just read the translation. Does anyone remember where Krishna talks about the Brahminical qualities? Yes? Yeah. No, that's right. Easy only. Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Sudhranam Chaparantapa Karmani Parivaktani Swabhava Prabhavair Gunai. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisyas and Sudras. This is like Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text number 41. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisyas and Sudras are distinguished by the qualities born of their own nature in accordance with the material modes. O chastiser of the enemy. Then Lord Krishna continued. Samodamas tapasaucham shantir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work. These are all the qualities of the Brahmanas. This is like the Brahmanical qualities are very heavy. It's not like some thread is in the shoulder that means we become a Brahmana, because this is a big thing. Because this is like so many qualities are there: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas were. Then what about the Kshatriyas? Shauryam tejo didirdakshyam yuddhe chapi apalayanam dhanam ishvara bhavascha kshatram karma svabhavajam. Heroism. This is modern Kshatriyas. Modern Kshatriyas, they just sit behind that bulletproof chamber and give orders only. But here the Kshatriyas are given heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. So then, what is the next? Krishi Gorakshya Vanigyam Vaisya Karma Svabhavajam Paricharyatmakam Karma Sudrasyapi Svabhavajam. Farming, cow protection, and business are the natural work for the Vaisyas, and for the Sudras, there are labor and service to others. So somebody may think, oh, okay, that means, so Brahmanas are big and Kshatriyas are next, Vaisyas are next, Sudra. No, that is there. But Krishna clarifies that Swasve karme abhirata samsiddhim labate punara swakarma nirata siddhim yada vindati tatshunu. By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. This is the beauty. Every man can become perfect. It is not that only Brahmanas can become perfect, only Kshatriyas can become perfect, only Sudras can become perfect. Everybody. But so this is what Krishna said, Swasve karmane abhirata. By performing whatever the prescribed duties for one person, he can become perfect. He can become perfect by following the whatever the prescribed duties given for that person. Because Brahmana's thinking is, my duty is to give impartial knowledge to the king so that they can run the government. Brahmana never thinks, now I have become a big Brahmana, now I can control everything, I can do anything and everything. No, Brahmana doesn't think. And what Kshatriya thinks? Kshatriya thinks, yes, I have been, the thinking is very important. I have been ordained, I have been given this facility to look after the citizen. Let me look after the citizens. Then by doing this is my service to Lord. Brahmana thinks, this is my service to Lord. What is his service? Give good advice, counseling, give an understanding, proper thing. That is Brahmana's activity. He thinks, this is my service to the Supreme Lord. I am doing this service. And Kshatriya is thinking like that. And that is why I am doing protecting the citizens. And Vaishya is saying the same thing. Grishi Goraksha Vanigyam Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam. So he is doing the agriculture, Goraksha, all these things he is doing, not just to make anything, because this is myself. Because everyone, especially Sudras, yes, I am not able to do anything. So what? Let me do, let me cooperate, let me do whatever the service needed for the other classes. That doesn't mean the other classes are more important, that this class is less important. Srila Prabhupada hundreds and thousands of times makes this point, like we have everything is needed, the head is needed, we have the belly is needed, and we have the legs are needed, everything is needed. It's not that only head is needed, or head is sufficient. No, head is not just sufficient. You need head is there, and the next, everything is needed. Same way in the society also, for the upkeeping of the society, only the Brahmanas are there, that's not sufficient. Brahmanas are there, and some Brahmanas are not administrators. They are just giving advice. If need be, they will become administrator also. It's not that Brahmanas are buddhu, they can't administer. They can administer also, but they are very, very interested in doing this type of work. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dhana, pratigraha. Their business is little bit different. They don't want to get into the nitty-gritties of how to do the administration on a day-to-day basis. Because they are quality. They are in the mode of goodness. Kshatriyas, yes, they have some mode of goodness and mode of passion also. The mode of passion is there, then only there is some action. Otherwise, so then the Kshatriyas are given the responsibility. Yes, you look after this administrator, you do administer, you do this. And administer all these things as a service to the Lord. And Vaishyas also. Yeah, Vaishyas said. But we should not think that Brahmana is the greater. Yeah, Brahmana has a high situation, but he is also dependent on the Lord. Vaishyas are dependent on the Lord. Kshatriyas are dependent on the Lord. And Sudras also. When we go back home, back to God, and nobody is going to ask you whether you are a Brahmana, whether you are a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or Sudra. Have you developed a little bit of attraction towards the Lord? That is what is going to be asked. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Atapumbi Dijasreshta Varnasrama Vibhasa Stanustitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. The Haritoshanam has to be underlined. Whether have we developed any little bit of attraction, a little bit of affection towards the Supreme Lord? Have we developed that? Then come in. Otherwise, go and work on that again. Going back to the drawing board. Because that is the whole purpose of human life. That is why Lord Krishna has created the Varnashrama Dharma, so that we can gradually make it. According to the qualities. Yes, I have a Brahminical quality. How can I use my Brahminical qualities and become a pure devotee of the Lord? How can I make Kshatriya qualities and become a pure devotee of the Lord? How can I make a Vaishya quality or what is my Sudra qualities? Then I can. Because nobody is barred. Krishna doesn't bar anyone. This is like Krishna wants to encompass everyone. Like that is why he says in Bhagavad Gita also, all these things, knowledge is given. Nobody is barred. Nobody is barred from this. Everybody, Krishna wants to include everything, all inclusive. So that is why here this Varnashrama Dharma is made in such a way so that we can make all advancement. But we all know when we take birth, we all take birth. By birth we are all Sudras only. We should not be proud that we all become Brahmanas. No. Janmana jayate Sudra samskarat bhave dvija veda patatpate vipra jan brahma janati iti brahmana. Janmana jayate Sudra. Because at the time of birth, nobody has any knowledge. If we have knowledge, then why we come to this material world actually? Yeah, because we don't have knowledge. That is why we come to the material world. Janmana jayate sudra samskara bhave dvija. The samskaras are very important. Different dasavida samskaras are there. Like from the beginning taking birth, not even taking birth, even before taking birth and up to the end of life also. All the samskaras are there. Dasavida samskaras are there. So all these things are, the purificatory process are there so that we can make gradual development. Every process, any samskara you go, there will be very simple. There will be some worship of Lord Vishnu and then some offering and then kirtan and bhajan and then distribution of prasad. Any samskara, that is what samskara. All this mantra, tantra and the prayoga will be little bit different. We should not worry about that. What is main thing? Any samskara, like whether it is achara abhyasa, whether it is this thing, annaprasna, whether this thing, everything. The main point is Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna is worshipped. And then kirtan, bhajan and the brahmanas are fed. This is because we all need blessings actually. We all need blessings. Because that's why when by having the samskara, we are increasing the sukruti, increasing the pious credit for that living entity. That is the whole idea. We give them the samskara. By giving samskaras, by giving all these facilities, so the person becomes much more receptive to all these things. So that is the whole purpose of this Vedic system. So, Srila Prabhupada continues here. The citizens, here we have an indication how the Brahmanas elected King Prithu to the throne as the protector of the citizens. The citizens being skinny due to hunger approached the king and informed him that necessary action should be taken. So, this is a typical situation where there is some kind of scarcity. Scarcity can come anywhere. Even now, sometimes we have a water scarcity, sometimes. Here also happens. It's not like when Australia doesn't mean that we are completely. Here also some scarcity comes. You say, don't use water, level 1, level 2, level 3, different levels are there. Same way, some scarcity can come. And also all these things are provided by Mother Nature. Under the instruction of Krishna. Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sasaracharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagatvi parivartate. Krishna, under Krishna's order, Mother Nature is providing all these things. And Mother Nature also has a right. Sometimes she holds back. That's what happening this time. We are going to read in the future slokas. Yes, Mother Nature held back. He is not giving all this, whatever the resources, all the grains and all the minerals and all the things which are needed. Why would she give? Because she is a great devotee of the Lord and the people are misusing. Then why she would give? Correct? That's what happened. And previously, and King Ganga's, King Vena's, this thing, so much of atrocities are happening. So Mother Nature also shrinks, holds back. This is the nature. We also sometimes cried, oh, this is happening, this is not happening. But what are we doing? Have you ever paid a bill for sun? Ever paid a bill for the moon? No, you have not paid anything. For millions of years, nobody has paid any bills. Mm-hmm. Any oxygen bill, nobody has paid. But in the hospital, you don't pay the oxygen bill, they will remove the cylinder. If you don't pay the bills for the oxygen, they will remove the oxygen cylinder. But we have been enjoying this oxygen for millions of years and no paid any bill. Nobody has paid anything. So this is our problem. Our mentality here is that we are very expert in taking things for granted. It's there, yeah, for me only. I'm just going to enjoy here. Because we take things like that for granted. It is for me, my enjoyment. Yeah, it is for your enjoyment. Krishna has provided for your enjoyment only. But at least have the courtesy to acknowledge that Krishna has given that. Krishna is not expecting anything from you actually. We have to have the courtesy, a little bit. Because normally if I say, I borrow a pen, like other day Prabhus were saying, you borrow a pen, what do you say immediately? Thank you. You just borrowed a pen only, thank you. You give something, thank you. Give a seat, thank you. Everything, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But when Krishna has given everything, completely everything, the whole existence, all oxygen, nitrogen, everything he has given, the sea, the ocean, moon, sun, everything free, don't we have to think like at least forget about all other business? Somebody has given this. I should not thank the person. I should not go and thank the person. That this is a common thinking. It's not like don't think this is God consciousness. It's a human consciousness. Like somebody gives something. It's naturally your duty bound or obligated to say thank to the person. That's it. That is what offering means. We offer all the mantra tantras are different. Okay, that can be different. But at least we have to have the honesty. Yes, you have provided me this. Let me just use this in your service. That's what Krishna wants. Krishna is not asking for big things. He's not asking anything. Yeah, you want to just ask. How Krishna is so big and he's just asking for this only. Just acknowledging. You're not even acknowledging the fact that Krishna has kindly given that. That is sufficient. But we are so stubborn. Now I should acknowledge. Why? No God. God is not there. God is dead. All these things they propound, all this theory. But the matter of the fact is you are talking something. It is only Krishna's mercy only. Other Krishna removes a little bit of one vein goes this way. That's it. You won't get up from the bed. One bacteria goes in. That's it. Your whole life is finished actually. And we don't, because that is why our dependency on the Lord is there, so much there. And that this is all king's duty. King's duty, king has to make sure that the citizens also become all the, but that, then we, that is why the kings made this, all the great temples and all the worshipable place, and there is so much of prasadam distribution, so much of all these things were happening, so that the citizens will remain God conscious, and then they can fulfill their mission of life. Everybody has a mission of life, man. Mission of life is to finish this business and go back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha Dham, wherever they get to go. That is the mission of life. That is what sometimes most of the people don't know what is the purpose of life. They think, what is the purpose of life? My purpose of life is to become a doctor. Okay, so what? After that, what are you going to do? Or become an engineer? That is not a purpose. That is only an intermediate step only. Intermediate step only, becoming a doctor, becoming an engineer, becoming becoming this. But ultimately, we have to finish this business and go back home, back to God. So that for that purpose, the king's position is there. And king also gets, when the citizens perform all the duties nicely, king also get one portion of the karma from them also.
Yeah.
So king also gets. The same way, the citizens also becoming very unruly and they are not looked after properly. Whatever the bad things they do, king also gets the karma. So it is all his own self-interest also, he should look after them. That is a king's position, is a king has to look after them. So here we find this Mother Nature is holding back all these things, and the citizens are going and telling the God. This is a wonderful system. Here also there is some elements of these things there. You can also go and see your member of parliament, you can see the member of legislative council, all these things you can see. But it's interesting, in Vedic system, not only the human beings, even the animals can go to the king. There was Sibi Chakravarti, we all know the story there, Maharaj Sibi. Sibi was like, he was, where is our Sibi? He is here. So, Sibi Chakravarti, he he was a great king. Dharmadvaja, he is like a great king, upholder of religious principles. So, and the devatas also got a little bit of worried, like whether this person is so great, like they wanted to test him. So there's this one pigeon is running, and then one eagle is following that pigeon. So the pigeon went and took shelter of Sibi Chakravarti. When king's duty, when you are taken shelter, you have to protect. So then he said, then the eagle said, no, don't disturb this pigeon. But eagle argued, no, this is my food. And you are a king, you are supposed to give food. So then they said, okay, no, I can't give the pigeon. So then at least, you take some flesh from my body. Like this is how the kings were. See, like kings were not like, I think now if you hear our modern politicians and all these Sibi Chakravarti and all these different people, you will think, we are in a different world actually. we are completely anything and everything to protect me. I will go to any extent to eliminate anyone or everyone. That's what happening now. But just to protect one pigeon, the king, because it's king's duty. So then we all know the pastime. Then the pigeon, they put in the weight, like that. Nothing, no, all the flesh, whatever, nothing is happening. The weight of this thing. And finally, he himself sat on that, this thing. And then the Dharma Devata, he appeared, oh, no, we just came to test you. So this is the type of thing. And also there was one king, Chola king. What happened was that Chola king's son, he was passing in the rath, and then he killed one calf. This one of the Chola king. So then what happened? The mother, the cow, went, and then there used to be one big bell in front of the all the kings. No? They used to have a big bell, our bell, small bell. No? There's one big bell. So if somebody and goes and rings the bell, that means the king's attention. They are seeking king's attention. So king came. What happened? So this is like my calf has been killed by your son. So that person, he put his son as this thing, and then he killed his son also. Like, because this is the type of punishment you did that. Like this, we have seen our history, our Vedic system has so many examples of all these great personalities, how the kings looked after the citizens. So here, the same way they are going to the king, now all the citizens, they are now starving, because there is no Grishi, Gorakshya, they are all, you are doing everything, but Mother Nature has to provide actually. Because not just like I will keep on doing protection, nothing will happen unless otherwise the supply is provided by Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is a devotee of the Lord, because if you are not God conscious, then she is not very inclined to produce anything, give anything. But she will provide the basic things. But here the citizens have become very skinny, and then they are going to the king. So Srila Prabhupada says here, the head of the state would give then protection to the citizens. The Kshatriyas would take charge of protecting the people in general, and under the protection of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains and distribute them. So this is what going to happen in the future section, where Maharaj Prithu will directly chastise Mother Earth. Why you are not producing? Why are you not giving all the necessary ingredients for the people to live happily? Yeah, that is fair, because that's what we have to do. King has to do. King has the capacity. King has the power to do that. And then we know how whole thing is, the how he is going to milk the cow, and all these things will be explained. So this is like a good lesson for us also. And our aim is also, having taken this human form of life, we have to gradually make advancement. That is why Lord Krishna had made this Kshatriya Varnasrama Dharma. Varnasrama Dharma is for our benefit only, so that we make gradual development according to the qualities and activities what we are doing. But nowadays, it becomes like everybody wants to become this one particular class, because there is a lot of demand for a lot of money there. That's why they want to go there. But nobody, like if somebody says, there is a course, you can become a Brahmana. Nobody is interested. 12 years you have to study. Nobody is interested. They want to look for some crash course, 6 months Java, 6 months this. They want to study this and want to make money actually. Nobody is interested in becoming a Brahmana. It's very difficult. Srila Prabhupada used to say, give one son in your family to become a Brahmana. Because we need that also. We need, because the whole world is all only engineers are there. Whole world doctors are there. What is the use actually? We have to have a balance, should be there. Yeah, there should be some brahminical people, there should be administrative people, and there should be some mercantile people, and there should be some laborer people. They also have to be there. So this way, and we should not forget the Varnashrama Dharma is only an institution. And final bottom line is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Varnashrama Charvata, Varnashrama Charvata, Purushena Parapuman, Vishnur Aradhyate Panta. How to worship Lord Vishnu and how to develop our love towards Krishna. That is the bottom line of Varnashrama. Otherwise Varnashrama Dharma, we just namesake we may be following. But otherwise now if you don't get to the point of pleasing Lord Hari, then the Varnashrama Dharma is no good. So, stop here. If there are any questions or comments? Hare Krishna.
For the Varnas and Ashrams, why Varnas is especially dear to the Lord? Why he say, Namo Bhavani Devaya?
Yeah, because his responsibility, see, like he has, Brahmana has a greater responsibility. Everybody according to that, because he has to give the knowledge. So Lord Krishna also personally comes, he gives the knowledge. So he gives the knowledge to, for the citizens to come back. Because yes, Kshatriya also has a responsibility and Vaisya also has a responsibility and Sudra also. But Brahmana's responsibility, he can directly bring the person, send him back home, back to Godhead. Sometimes when you do all the other activities, it can be pertaining to the body. Like you produce something, it can be. But Brahmana directly gives knowledge so that the person does not have to take birth again into this material world. So Krishna is very much attached to the Brahmana. It's not just like Krishna is attached to everyone. Not only the Brahmanas, but Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. Because it's like father has four children, okay? But four children are there. But father is attached to all the four children. But one child is very, very obedient, always in the service of the Lord. So then the father has some soft corner for the child. That is not considered partialism, or that is considered like some favor. Like this is like all the child he is providing, all the child he is looking after, everything. And he has affection for all of them, but still one will be a pet child. The Brahmanas are like that. Because Brahmana's whole business is patan patan, yajan yajan dana pratika. That is only his business. He is not interested in going and making the livelihood, making money, making this. That is why he is a kind of selfless service. That is why it is very pleasing to Lord Krishna. That's my understanding. If Brahmanas can correct Mahatma Prabhu. Anything to say on that? Anything else? Hare Krishna Prabhu.
We have used the word Krishna consciousness. You want to tell us a little bit Krishna consciousness, what it is actually, how we find it.
Krishna consciousness.
Teaching to youngsters or newbies.
Yes.
How we tell them what is Krishna consciousness?
Krishna consciousness means aware of the Lord. Aware of the Lord, like a God consciousness. Somebody suggested to Srila Prabhupada, why can't you call your society as an international society of God consciousness? Prabhupada said, no, I will call only Krishna consciousness. Because sometimes the term God can be a little bit of give a different connotation. Like God is, yeah, God is also correct, nothing wrong in that. But it is more particular, is Krishna. Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme God. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabdya Bhritya. So it is Krishna consciousness means always remembering Krishna, always conscious that God is always there, God is our protector, God is our giving all the facilities, we have to remember him all the time. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not like something artificial imposition. A mother thinking about the child, you don't have to teach the mother how to think about the child. Now they have the hospital, there is some classes before the baby is born. So everybody has to go for classes and other things. But originally, you don't have to teach the mother how to look after the baby. It's a natural situation. So same way, Krishna consciousness is a natural situation. Krishna is very kindly provided everything. Eko bahu nam yo vidatati kama. So just think about Krishna. Think about our giver. All the facilities giving him, it is like he is our kind father. So how we can be loyal to him, how can we be some servant of him, that is Krishna consciousness. always remembering Krishna and how we can render some service to Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not like a something we have to, it says Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is already there inside. You don't have to get it from externally and put it inside. It is already inside, but it is in a kind of a dormant condition, sleeping condition. So we have to wake up, awake this consciousness. That is happening by Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Udaya. This Shravanadi, by just hearing, chanting and by engaging in devotional service, that consciousness is aroused. So that is the understanding. Yes, Mataji?
If we are serving or helping someone who is sending us bad energy, you know, and it's causing disturbance, but we're still helping them, you know, because the person we are, there might be something shopping done or something like that. Is that Krishna consciousness is in terms of serving, or are you talking
about serving? Can you repeat the question again? Sorry, I'm also.
If you have difficult people that are not very nice to you, but you help them.
Yes, yes.
And just to bring about more peace, and they keep rejecting, but you still help them.
Yeah.
Is that part of
serving? Yeah, that is serving. Actually, it is serving nice people is one thing. Serving some people who are like they are not cooperating and serving, still they are not cooperating, still you go on serving them, that is even much more harder service, that will more please Krishna. Because for example, like you go on the street, okay, you meet some person, you want to give something, here temple everybody will accept, everybody will take it, but temple outside, no, get lost, somebody, people say get lost, go away or something they will say. But the person, even though that the person may be, but we have our duty as a devotee's duty is try to give the benefit of Krishna consciousness. As you rightly said, yes, that is also service actually. Service. Because somebody makes service in a particular way. See, somebody may be interested in a book. Somebody may be interested in a CD. Somebody may be interested in prasadam. Somebody may be interested in something else. So, everybody is interested in something. Nobody says, okay. So, we have to become a little bit expert to understand what is the best way of giving Krishna to that person. That we have to scratch our brain. We have to scratch our brain to find out how I can give Krishna consciousness to the person. It can be something like, invite them to the temple, invite them to the crossways, invite them to the Gopals, or here if you are allowed to give some cookies or something, whatever way, something you have to make connection with that person to Krishna. Once you make the connection to the person with Krishna, then Krishna looks after. The equation becomes Krishna looks after the devotee. That is why Krishna said, the person who is trying to distribute this knowledge is very, very dear to Krishna. Especially the Srila Prabhupada book marathon has started. So now it is our duty. It's our duty to connect people with Krishna. Now we are connected and we are enjoying, we are happy and we are going through the pleasure situation. Same way, we want to give the benefit of a Krishna Kanshi association to everyone. So how we can give? We can give any way, whichever way you think the person can take. That is important. Very, 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 very important thing is it's not like one formula works for all. Everybody, just give Bhagavad Gita, that's it. No, that doesn't work like that. Some people may take Bhagavad Gita, some people may take cookbook, some people may take something else, some people may take some prasadam, halwa, kikis, whatever. You have to be, that is what we have to understand, what way I have to give Krishna consciousness to the person. And that is the greatest service for Krishna. That one is the greatest service. And the person not cooperating and still you are trying, that is even more greater service.
I feel very uncomfortable like
that
because they're not open to
That's all right.
But I think they're open if you don't talk about it directly. So I'm not sure how to
Yes. That is what the whole devotee association is for, that only. Because you think like a temple is a very situation, everything cooperates, but outside, so that is why we have to learn the technique, how to deal with these people, how to approach them, how to do icebreaker, no? They say icebreaker, now we want to talk to them, oh, go away. If somebody says go away, nothing much you can do. Slowly, okay, how are you, how are things, how is weather, how is footy, how is this, slowly, no, you have to establish some contact actually. You have to making somebody a devotee, first you have to become a friend. First you have to befriend, then only you can talk. If you don't want to talk to me, then how can I do anything to you actually? First you have to befriend. Just maybe, sometimes like there may be some tough nuts to crack. So we should not become disappointed. Yes, the tough nuts to crack, whatever I can do, but I will do. But the person who is controlling everything is Krishna. Okay, your desire, is there, and the person, he has to be receptive, and then accordingly Krishna will give him the proper understanding. But we have to desire that everybody takes Krishna consciousness. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Everybody should become happy in Krishna consciousness. That is our mood. Yes, but that sometimes maybe because of our situation we may not be able to present. We should not. Okay, no. Next person. There are millions of people there in the world. Not only one person there. Okay, if this person is not responding properly, let me go to the other person. Like that. Krishna sees our sincerity. That's it. Krishna, if he wants the whole world, Krishna can become Krishna consciousness in 1 second only. He can become Krishna conscious, no problem. But Krishna sees our sincerity. How much sincere I am. Whether am I ready to execute Krishna's order. Krishna is seeing that. And if you see like what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada had so much faith, so much sincerity, so much conviction that Krishna's name has to be spread. And then Krishna, initially it was easy. Not easy for Prabhupada also. If you analyze Srila Prabhupada's life, it was not easy at all. All these bowries and all the LSD, all the drinking, draw, all these people, not very easy. But Krishna, after that, Krishna saw Srila Prabhupada's determination, that's it. Then so many things was given to Srila Prabhupada. So for us also same thing. Whether the person is responding properly or not, okay. If he's not responding, then we go to next person. But eventually, your effort will not go waste. Because your effort is to please Krishna. So that will be always beneficial. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.